Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. This is our inaugural night. Now, unfortunately, the web company didn't get the competition structure up on the website today. It'll be up on Monday. But we're going to have a regular big-time competition structure on the website. Front page will show the top 10, 15 teams. And then it'll go over to the events page, which will show every event, the results of the event. And all those results will be put over on the front page and put into a national ranking. So every contest you do in the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League will count big. We want to start a regular competition circuit where every school, Division I, II, and III in the NFL can figure out who their number one barbecue superstars tailgate champions are, who the best tailgaters at every school and every NFL team are, because, you know, that's what the competition really is over, is who's got the best party, who's got it going on, whose site do you want to be at the most, who's the star out there. We're going to figure that out. We want to figure it out and get a world championship. That's right. But, you know, as in every sporting event, we want to start off our show with the national anthem.
Well,
Man, what is the goal of the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League? What is the goal? The goal is to find a world champion tailgater. We want to know who the best is, and we want to give everybody in the country an opportunity to participate in finding out if they are a world champion.
Have you got what it takes to be the very best? Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines and watching other people having a good time, and you can't participate? I believe that good food, a fun time, and a challenge of America doing tailgating competitions will bring this country back together. Have you got heart? Have you got soul? Do you want to be a part of something that's just a little bit more than what you've got now? Well, that is what the Barbecue Superstars National Tailgating League is all about. So get your friends together. Get your rosters together. It doesn't matter where you come from. You could be all the way out from Okie from Muskogee, or somebody from backwoods America. It doesn't matter where your roots come from. If you're in America, you are an American. We want to put together college football leagues, Division 1, 2, and 3. We want to put together the NFL teams. And we want to make a real tailgating champion in this land we call America. Will you step up to the plate? Will you step out and say, I count? Will you sign up to become part of the only real tailgating league that has ever been formed? It's up to you, folks. But we say that somewhere out there, there is someone who wants to be great. And that is what we're after, a world championship tailgater.
Have you got what it takes? Have you got what it takes to go out there game time when it's showtime and lay that food down and lay that music down and lay that entertainment down? Build your site. Get it back down. Have you got what it takes to be a world champion? Well, I tell you what, we got lucky tonight. Our illustrious president has just called in, and let's do his intro. He has got the rules. Now, folks, I want you to know that now Chris Fulmer from Ultimate Tailgate BBQ is now the authority on our rules. And when we go out, we do a competition, we have a problem in the end result. Somebody's not satisfied about this happened or that happened. You have to make a petition. Now, it's got to be a written petition. You can't just come to the press and walk up. You're going to have to write it down. And we got to get it sent over to his email, chris@ultimatetailgatebbq.com, and then he'll make a ruling, and all rulings that our president makes are final. How are we doing tonight, Chris?
Mr. Darrell, how are you, sir? Great to be on. Thank you so much.
I'm glad to have you tonight, and I know you haven't seen a lot of behind-the-scenes work, but we've got a... the website company was supposed to, hopefully today, they said today or Monday, have our full competition structure up. Now, I'm not going to say the letter because I don't want to get in a lawsuit, but there's a major competition for barbecue sanctioning body that Barbecue Superstars is going to look almost exactly like. Every result will be recorded. Every result will be put into the national ranking. If you do a contest in Barbecue Superstars National Tailgating League, it will never be forgotten. And what do you think about that, putting a competition structure where everything's recorded? And just like some of the big sanctioning bodies, you'll know exactly where you stand nationally and world all the time.
Well, I think that's awesome, Daryl. It's going to be everybody kind of get excited about seeing where they stand and how they've done, and give a little sense of ownership and making you feel good about how your tailgate was and how your competition went. That's probably some school pride out there, and that's what we're all probably there's probably pretty big most of us out there. Obviously, we're big Gamecock fans, but we've got a big SEC following out there, and we've got a lot of LSU and Alabama and Arkansas and Georgia and all those guys in SEC. And obviously, in the Southeast, we got the ACC folks out there, and got a lot of great tailgaters in the Southeast, and we're not going to forget about those in the rest of the country, obviously. Big 12 country, Oklahoma, and Texas, and all those guys. So there's some people tailgate all over the country. So it's going to bring a new, sense of tailgating and what you can bring and what you can do, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm really excited to be a part of this, and we've been tailgating many years, our tailgate group, and this is kind of fun for us. And we're just looking forward to seeing where this is going to take us.
Well, give us a little history now. I didn't just arbitrarily find somebody and ask them to be president. Chris did a competition that we filmed. Of course, he won. He's won some Texas Pete events. But Chris, just give us a little rundown on your long history of tailgating.
Well, I appreciate that, Daryl. We, probably like a lot of people out there. I started, in all honesty, as a little guy, as a little kid, tailgating with my parents. Probably back in the 70s, actually, going to South Carolina games and literally tailgating right by the stadium. So that's kind of how we learned about tailgating. And back then it was, just getting to the game and everybody coming out and bringing a bucket of chicken or some kind of homemade coleslaw or pimento cheese, whatever it may be. And everybody gathered around and kind of having some fun. And that's how we kind of, that's how I kind of got started in it. But as we progressed and, I grew up in the grocery business, so I was always around food. And our big thing for us was when we got the opportunity to go to a South Carolina football game, which we did, every home game, and did our tailgating. And that was our time for my family to tailgate and enjoy ourselves. We worked hard during the week. My father was a hard worker and had three grocery stores and Aiken at one time. And so that was our one day to enjoy ourselves and do what we enjoy to do and fellowship and so forth. So anyway, that went on for many years. And so basically in 1994, as I continued to tailgate and follow my Gamecocks and do a lot of things, I decided I wanted to come up with a tailgate group to continue to do this in home games and go on the road. And we'd been going on bus trips, and I've been following the Gamecocks, for many, many years. But I decided I wanted to put something together with some of my friends and family that was tailgating with us. So hence, we came up with the Ultimate Tailgaters. And the reason that happened was we were tailgating, and we thought we were the ultimate in tailgating. So strange enough, that's where the name came from, Ultimate Tailgaters. So we started out, actually, kind of 1994, tailgating for the last two games of South Carolina football season, and I think we really kind of kicked it off when South Carolina finally won their first bowl game in 1995 down there in Miami at the Carcrest Bowl. Hence, the Ultimate Tailgaters was born, and from that point on, we have learned and we have grown and just built things, and it's amazing the things we see now, almost 20 years later, that makes tailgating such a big thing. And I'm thinking back when we started tailgating, and God's Fair Harley was really you know, your EGF canopies. I mean, we had tarps, and you think about all the stuff that's around now, and gosh, I wish we'd had that 20 years ago. It would have made it so much easier to tailgate. But another reason we thought we were the ultimate tailgating, we were kind of coming up with some of the ideas to make tailgating a big thing, get into the games early, you know, leaving late, and we developed a lot of things that we thought would be a neat idea. And now, gosh, you look at tailgating across the, not only across Southeast, across the country, it's unbelievable all the things that people have and what they do and so forth. So, gosh, we're trying to keep up with everybody now. We thought we were kind of the forefront from everybody, you know, being the old tailgaters, and now you've got all these neat gadgets and, you know, gosh, Wi-Fi, direct TV, disc TV, all that kind of stuff, which we got that as well. So, you know, tailgating has just been, it's exploded. It's exploded all across the country. So that's kind of the story of the tailgaters. We have started out in 94, and we'll be going strong here in 2012. But what we always keep in mind and what we always remember is that no matter what you have, no matter how big your group, no matter how small your group, you know what, all those things don't matter. We have what we call the three F's, and that's friendship, fellowship, and fun. So if you can take those three components and you can put that in your tailgating, it don't matter who you're calling for, it don't matter what's happening. If you do those three things, you're going to have a great time out there. So we like to practice that still to this day. We put together what we call the three F's, and that's how we do it, and that's what we do. And I'm just excited to be a part of this, and I appreciate so much you allowing me to be with this. And, you know, just see what's going to happen here and where this thing's going to go, you know, in the next year and years to come. So I know I kind of rambled on there, but, you know, thanks so much. Kind of let me tell everybody about the how Ultimate Tailgater started. Still going strong. Most of my family's involved and a lot of my friends and, you know, good folks from Aiken and Columbia, up around Lancaster at one time, North Augusta. That's kind of our group, and we've been going strong here for almost 20 years, and we're going to continue to do it this year. We go to all the games. We don't, you know, we're not kind of, we'll go out there, oh, it's going to be a big game, you know, we're going to tell you. No, we don't separate big games, conference games, non-conference. We go to all of them. We go to all of them. We tailgate at all of them. We tailgate at all the home games. We'll be at Nashville this year. We'll be at LSU. We'll be at Florida, you know, we'll be at Clemson, you know, we'll be there at 6 a.m. at Clemson, raising hell all them Tiger fans. I apologize for the Clemson guys out there, but we'll be up there at 6 a.m. That's kind of our thing. No matter if it's a night game, morning game, whatever, we get up there at 6 a.m., we get set up, and that's how we do it. And, you know, we got a lot of places we go to, kind of respect us now from doing all this traveling and all, and we don't go out there and try to cause trouble. We don't go out there and try to get underneath people's skin. The whole thing about tailgating is going out and showing your love for your school, your support for your school, and showing the fellowship that you're enjoying with the people you're around. That's the whole idea about tailgating. You don't want to get in the yeah, you know, going back and forth with fans and all that. You know, we don't need that tailgating. What tailgating is about, like we said, is it's fellowship, you know, having fun. And just enjoying yourself. So that's what it's all about. So that's what we're going to do this year again. We're going to be at all 12 games and hopefully a bowl game, and we'll be 13, and maybe the SEC championship will be number 14. So we're going to try to go to 14 games this year, hopefully. So.
Wow, I think that's going to be all of them. And so food, family, friends, and fun. That's what tailgating's all about. And I think our president is telling us that let's do this in a spirit of friendship and love. And you know what? Win by competing on your own site. You know, this competition that we're forming is about what you do in your space. And you know what? You're only competing against yourself, because if you make that food good enough, if you make your team spirit of your site good enough, if you make your food display good enough, and if you're able to put a good enough show or a good enough dress for team spirit in that final and overtime round, you're going to win. And it's not about doubting who's beside you. It's about kicking butt in that square that you're in. Is that what you're saying there, Chris?
That's exactly right. You hit the nail on the head, my friend. That's what it's all about. It's going out and supporting your team, putting out some good food, showing what makes you different, why you're the best fan, why you're the best Carolina fans, why you're the best LSU fans, why you're the best Georgia fans, whatever it may be. Go out there and do what you know how to do. Go out there and support your school and show your love for that. And like I say, with a lot of things in life, everything will take care of itself. So don't go out there and think because you have 400 people or because you're antagonizing other fans that you're some big tailgate group. That's not what it's all about. What it's about is the fellowship, the friendship, showing your camaraderie with all your people around there. And I'll be honest with you, we go to places, you know what? We tailgate with other fans. You know, if we go to, well, let me take that back. We got a couple places we go to. I don't know if they, what kind of rep on it. You know, but you know, for the most part, you go to some places, you know what? You meet some people, hey, you're joining up. You know, you may go to Ole Miss and at the Grove and all and meet some Ole Miss fans, good folks. And you might go to Tennessee, you know, tailgating down on the river down there, meet some folks and all that are nice. And that's what it's all about. It's going out there and having a good time. And, you know, maybe the other people are going, God, this guy's got a nice tailgate. Did you see the food they had? Man, they were so organized. Well, that was nice. I was impressed with it. That's what it's about, doing stuff like that kind of sets apart. It's not about the yeah, you know, and stuff like that and going back and forth and getting on the other people. Let all the other people, that'll take care of itself. Don't worry about that kind of stuff. Go out there and have a good time. Let me tell you something. From a Gamecock fan, I haven't missed a game since 1984. Home, away, bowl game, whatever. So, now I know there's a lot of other fans out there probably got a streak longer than that. But I go out there to have a good time and enjoy myself. And that's what we're supposed to do, is enjoy ourselves. The rest is gravy. I'm back there in 1999. And 1998, and you Gamecock fans out there, if you're listening, well, everybody knows we went 1-10 and 0-11. Let me tell you something. You better enjoy tailgating and love your school if you're going to go to, 22 straight games and win one game. You better love it. You better know how it makes you feel good. You better have fellowship. You better have family. Because most people are like, I'm not going that game. We'll get the crap beat out of us again. That's what the idea. That's what the tailgate is about. You need to go out there and enjoy yourself. You need to have a good time. And that's why the ultimate tailgaters, that's why I think we're well recognized. Everybody knows us because you know what? During that one win out of 22 games, you know what? We were at every game. And guess what? We stayed at every game until the final whistle blew. And that's what we believe in, is going out and having a good time with friends and family and supporting our team to the very end. That's how you think. That's how we think you got to do it. Now, maybe other people out there have a different opinion. I don't know. But that's how I think you need to go out there and tailgate. Support your team. Go out there. If you buy a ticket, you're supposed to be there for all 60 minutes. Enjoy yourself. You're going to win some. You're going to lose some. That's all part of it. But you know what? There's one thing you can always control. You control your food. You're going to have a good time. You support. We can't control the outcome of the game. We want to win every game. Sure, you're an Alabama fan, you know, Southern Cal, Michigan. Well, those guys, I mean, that's easy to tell you. They win most of the games. You know, like the South Carolina fans. I mean, I talk about South Carolina. I'm a big South Carolina supporter. It's been better the last couple of years, so we've had a good time. It makes it easy, but you know what? Don't worry about that. Go out there and enjoy yourself. Support your team. Do what's right. Be classy. Just be classy, you know, and have a good time. You know what? Everything else take care of itself, Darryl. That's what it's all about. I know I've rambled on some here. But
that's great, Chris. It's been great. Now, folks, man, you see why I picked him as our president? You see why he's president of this thing? And now, folks, man, that's the word. That is the word, man. Well, let me just throw this out there now. The way these contests will be organized, now I want to put this out there for the schools and for people who might decide they want to do one. You need one judge for every team that enters. So if you've got 30 teams, you're going to need 30 judges. Now, the school or the NFL team or the city or town. Now we're gonna go ahead and open it up. If you're a college town, if you're just a town that loves a team, and you decide you want to do a tailgating competition, all you got to do is pay the fees, register the teams, and we'll send the stuff out. And then we'll try to always get a rep there. But what we want to do, the way this is going to work now, folks, the school, the NFL team, the town, whoever gets the competition sanctioned, you will be in control of your event. So you bring your own judges. Now, to start off with, the first 5 years, and maybe the whole time we're doing this for the next 30 years, we'll come the night before, we'll train all the judges, and try to do it on site so, you know, people can figure out how they're doing it. And what do you think about that, Chris?
Well, I like it. I like it.
Now, every event has an event coordinator, so you got to get, you know, your alumni association or your like we have Cocky Talk, IFTE and Clemson, or any organization that decides they're the ones going to put it on, so they get maybe two people, and the event organizers, so they're responsible for getting the toilets that go on site and the police. You have to get the fire department involved because everybody's got to be fire safe when you have a big competition. Now, folks, you can gate this thing off. You know, you get 30 teams. We'd like to have them in straight rows. So, you know, if you have 30 teams, you can do 15 in two rows. I tell you why. Now, this is the way it's going to work. You know, we'll have two turn-ins, just like a regular barbecue competition. But as far as the food, we'd like for one of the categories to be barbecue. But I've been informed by a lot of areas of the country that there's a lot of tailgaters who don't cook barbecue, and that's unfortunate. We're going to push you into doing that. We want you to do barbecue, but every turn-in box has got six samples. You have a table captain. Then the six samples come in. They're displayed. So we're not going to have any garnish in the box, but your six samples have got to look good. It's got to be in presentable cups, and everybody's got to be able to get a separate. We don't want the food all over the box. We'd like for it to be in sample cups if it's liquid. But now if it's ribs or something like that, you know, you just put them in there, something dry. But you have two turn-ins. You turn them in. You got six people at a table, so you got to have six samples. They'll judge it. It's a scale of 1 to 10. And if it's over 9, you got to do a card. If it's below a 7, you got to do a card. Now, one thing about Barbecue Superstars National Tailgating League, we ain't hiding nothing. I'm almost interested in open tents where people can stand around and watch you judge, because we don't want 4-9s and 2-6s. We're not going to put up with that. We want honesty, openness. We want people to see what you're doing back there. And then when the results are tallied, we want that tally to be seen, wow, carried to the computer and put in where everything is open to the public, and you can see what's going on while it's going on, so everybody knows it's not hidden behind a curtain. So we'll have the two food categories, and then we'll move on to the display round, which will be team spirit. I mean, you go and you look at the site and decide, you know, how well is it set up to represent the team. If you were just a bystander that walked by, and you looked at somebody's tailgating site, would it say, oh, my God, I'm a South Carolina fan? And then the next one's food presentation. It is partially a food contest. So we want, you know, the second round of the judging to be, what does the food set up like? Does the food go together? I mean, do you have ranch dressing and celery sticks, which is a bad example, but I'm just saying, you know, those two things go together. As a whole, does all the food kind of fit together when you make a plate? Is it great? And then the last thing, of course, we want to give everybody a chance if they can put on a show. You got some former cheerleaders in your squad. If you are real good at some games and you got a real nice game you want to display out there, that'll give the gaming industry a chance to get in. Or, I mean, has your team just such a good dress? You got this one guy who's like the Los Angeles Raiders, just off the chain crazy. Long as he can hold what he's displaying. Now, we don't want people
building a whole truck and standing in the middle of the truck, or we, you know, you got to be able to walk around with what you're doing. You got to be able to hold whatever your baton or whatever you got, whatever you're going to use. You got to be able to hold it, move around with it. If you can't do that, and of course, you know, then there's going to be the question that some people disguising themselves because they got such a big outfit on. And folks, you got to have a registered roster. When you go out to play a football game, I guarantee the University of South Carolina, LSU, Clemson, Michigan, all these guys, their roster is well-defined. You can have up to 20 people on your team. We don't care. 20 is a good number. But everybody has to be registered on a roster because we don't want you bringing in Lyle Alzado at the last minute to win it all because – you know, this is somebody that you have to tailgate with on a regular basis. And so, you know, to kind of knock down the cheating a little bit and bring it a little more fair and honesty, we want to make sure everybody's registered and we got your rosters down. Because now once you start the competition, you've got until 10:30 to register your roster up until the competition starts. But once the competition starts, you can't illegal substitute. They have to be on your roster. If you put somebody in there that's not on your roster, that's an illegal substitution, and you will be disqualified for that round. So make sure – I mean, this thing here is going to be a real competition, and we want to make it where everybody has a fair shot because, you know, there's going to be prize money. There's going to be – you're going to be able to benefit from this. And an unsanctioned contest that Ultimate Tailgater BBQ did got in the newspaper – and tell them a little bit about what's happened to you since you got your name in the newspaper for that contest.
Yeah. Well, it's been pretty exciting for us, Daryl. You know, as we've been talking about, we kind of cut our teeth on the tailgating aspect. We were fortunate and went down to did some Texas Feet competitions down there in Birmingham, SEC baseball, and we won back-to-back in 2009 and in 2010, and that's what kind of got us excited about the barbecue aspect and tailgating and food and so forth and all the stuff we're doing. And that's why we, you know, obviously got involved, and we're real big. And Barbecue Trail, KCBS, SBN, SBA, and so forth. And we are very fortunate and won the South Carolina Governor's Cup, Smoking at the Market back in Columbia. In late March, a grand champion, and that was awesome. So we've been very excited about that, and kind of put us on the map per se, a little old tailgater guys, and so it's a lot of fun. But we're excited on the tailgating thing. We've cut our teeth on the tailgating, and that's what we really have learned from. We're still working hard on the barbecue side and learning all the things with KCBS and. You know, building the boxes, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, for my tailgating group, all my folks out there, you know, Woody Chavis, Ray Shuler, Ronnie Greer, and all my family, my wife Kathy, obviously, we've always taken a lot of pride. We have actually a little meeting and thing every year. We plan out our menus for the tailgating season, and it's kind of based on, you know, who we're playing and the time of the game and so forth. So my love for cooking started from the tailgating aspect and just kind of spewed for, you know, per se back on the barbecue side. But we're pretty fortunate that we've done fairly well in some of the competitions and won some awards. But tailgating is our big thing. That's what we love to do, and we're very excited, you know, about doing this. And I hope it really catches on. I think it really will because. You know, college football in the South, especially, is huge. And we talked about earlier how it's amazing that there's some fans there's a lot of fans that go to games, and I mean, they don't even have tickets. There'll be 50 people at the tailgate, and you know, 40 of them got tickets, and 10 of them don't. So they're staying out there watching on the TV or listening to the radio, whatever it may be. So that's what's kind of neat about tailgating is a lot of people can take time and enjoy themselves. But you know what? You don't necessarily have a ticket to the game. And that's what's fun about it because, I mean, you may have a game at gosh, Alabama, Auburn, and who knows, let's say it's in Tuscaloosa. I'm not sure what it holds, but I think it's about 105,000. Oh my gosh, so that'd be 150,000 people out there. So could you imagine having a tailgate competition starting out Friday and having all these fans from Alabama and Auburn out there, you know, showing their colors and showing their school pride and showing what they can do and all the neat foods they cook and so forth. I mean, all the people will be out there seeing that. I mean, it could be awesome, I tell you. I mean, you know, especially these rivalry games are so much fun. So I'm just excited to be a part of this. And, you know, obviously we're kind of helping you out and showing this up. But you know what? Yeah, all the tailgaters, I guarantee you, we're going to be out there trying to do our best and win some competitions. I promise you that.
You know, that's one reason why you got to have competitors in control of the competition. You know, I would not run a sanctioning body, and here's the word, folks, where the actual people competing in the stuff aren't in control of the sanctioning body, because how can somebody sitting in an office decide critical issues for the teams? They can't do it. I mean, you need people that are actually out on the competition. And now here's the pitch, folks. Now, give me just a minute. Now, here is the pitch. If you've got alumni association, an organization for the NFL that tailgates every weekend but really doesn't have any money coming in, so they can't really get their act together. An organization outside like Cocky Talk that needs funding throughout the year just to cover the school events. You know, without getting into the athletic department's budget, now we do an event now at Carolina. There's 82,000 inside the stadium. There's over 50,000 outside the stadium. So we go over to the main parking lot outside the stadium. We line up 30 teams, two rows of 15, at one end, in the middle, we'll separate the row of 15 and put the judging kind of in the back, in the middle, so nobody has to walk that far. And then you gate it off, you charge $5 a head. There's 50,000 people who are going to want to get in. Five times 50,000 is $250,000, folks. So you ought to be able to pay a $3,000 grand prize and maybe $5,000 or $6,000 in other awards for like second, third place, and then on Friday night we can have a competition, anything but taste choice, you know, all these other things. The teams show up Friday night to get an early setup, get their stuff. It's not so hectic on the day that you compete, but $250,000 at the gate, not including what maybe the teams pay to have space in the event. It's a huge money winner for these organizations that usually don't have an opportunity without, you know, some rich guys over here putting $10,000 together a piece. Take the pressure off them and get another funnel, and then have some great funding throughout the year. So it's a big-time win-win. Get a charity. Do it for a charity. Do it for the community. You know, get your fans together. And I tell you what, now, Chris, I mean, you couldn't get in any better situation than that as far as, like, bringing the fans outside the stadium together to have an activity that they could get involved in.
Yeah, that's a great point, Daryl. Everybody out there listening, whatever, it's amazing all the events that occur in people's towns, whether big, small, and you know, raise money for great charities. We see a lot of, golf tournaments. That's always the big thing that I see. People trying to raise money and do things. But what are you going to have in a golf tournament? You may have 100 golfers, 25 golfers, and that's great. You got local businesses. But think about these competitions where, you know, you're talking about a ball game. Like I said, you may have 100,000 people, and you're talking about two huge universities. I mean, South Carolina, you know, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Georgia, who knows? You know, all the people at these universities. Can you imagine the type of money you can raise for charity? So we can get some people out there, you know, get behind this and have some events that they're, whatever the school may be or, game it may be or whatever. Can you imagine the type of money you can raise to support some type of charity? Plus, as we always said, the idea of tailgating is people going out, having a great time, and the friendship and fellowship, and showing your support for your team. And when you put all that together, I mean, it's all the ingredients for a tremendous, successful event. And again, that's what it's all about. We talk about the tailgating, having a good time, and then we talk about the charity. I mean, God, that's the icing on the cake, isn't it? You go out there and raise money for a charity. People need money, so forth, and we can take some an event like this and allow them to raise some money and support a charity, whatever it may be. Wow, man, that's, like I said, icing on the cake. That's how it should be done.
So now, a pivotal point of this is Barbecue Superstars is not coming on your school and holding an event. No. You're holding the event, but we're going to give you all the tools, the paperwork, everything you need to hold the event, and then we're going to give you a national structure to put the scoring, and it'll be updated. As soon as the competition's over, you'll be able to go over to the computer, enter the scores into the event page, which only the organizer or the marshal. Now, we want to get a bunch of marshals together, too, and that's somebody from your school, your NFL team, your event, that all they worry about is rules. And they go around and make sure that the competition is being held by the rules correctly. And we want one marshal at every event school that's going to be the 20-year marshal. You know, if we've got to have two or three where one can't be there this year, the other one can. And we want to get those people trained and grandfathered in where they've got that experience to go in as the marshal and not organize the event, not judge the event, but stand back and make sure that the event's being run fairly. Because I tell you, when we get this national structure up Monday, this thing is going to be a legitimate world championship headed toward team of the year and world championship. Now, the way this thing's going to work, the only thing Barbecue Superstars is going to be paid is a sanctioning fee. All the rest of the money is yours. There are no more fees. There are no more way that we can make any money. You pay the sanctioning fee, and we'll print up all these materials. We'll have the rules. We'll have the scorecards for the last three events. We'll have the judging papers that you got to judge the food on. We'll have the scoring cards for the food judgment. Then we'll have stuff for it to be tallied in a computer program for you to be able to put the scores in for each individual event and come up with the final score. So we're going to provide everything you need and then a national ranking system for you to put your score up, so everything will be recorded as soon as the event's done, so then all the teams can go back and see how they... Now, we're thinking about doing another thing, and we got Jamie Mox on the line, too. I want to welcome him in, Jamie. Let me throw this out. Now, I was thinking about doing a national ranking for schools. So, you know, your school does an event, and the average score comes up to be this number, and then the other, you know, other schools do an event, and we average all the scores that are done for that school, and that comes up as a national ranking for schools, so we could have a top 100, well, a top 25, but do a ranking for all 128 Division I schools. And what do you think about that along with the individual team rankings, Chris?
I think it's a great idea, Dale. I mean, since I'm the president, can I make Clemson? Can I start Clemson out at minus 50? Is that okay? Okay, I'm feeding Clemson fans. I'm feeding out there. You know, that's what it's all about. Have a little fun with the tailgate. You know, you got to have a little fun with things sometimes. So we're not going to throw that minus 50, maybe minus 10 or something. No, I'm kidding. Hey. But in all seriousness, I think that's great, dude. I think everybody can have a sense of ownership and, you know, something about your school, make you feel good. I think it's going to be great. I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, you go to all these games and all, and you go set up your tailgate and all, and look around the other people, and I think we got some good tailgate. And you look at them, that's pretty good. I like what those guys do, you know. You go to different schools and all, you see all the stuff and all, and now you got a way to actually score it and let people be recognized and win events or, you know, like I said, be nationally recognized and all. So it's kind of a neat thing, actually. I mean, it's something nobody's doing at all, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. where people could have kind of a sense of feeling like, oh, man, that's my – maybe somebody doesn't need a tailgate, you know, who knows? So they can still follow the people to tailgate, you know, for the school, or the people that do have to tailgate are like, wow, man, that's pretty cool. Now, we're like so-and-so or, you know, we just so-and-so tailgate. Man, that's kind of neat and all because, I mean, you got your team, you're going to follow the season and all. Now you got this other thing, tailgating and all, you got something extra to follow. It's going to be so much fun. So it's going to be awesome.
You know, you have a reason to go out and tailgate, too. And, you know, something every time you go out, it's a practice run. You know, you can do things to get ready for your big-time competition. And, you know, I think every school ought to do at least one. If you do just one, I mean, that'll put you in the rankings. And then you'll identify the best tailgaters. You know, next thing you know, you'll have big-name tailgaters at your at your school event. And, you know, when they're playing the game, there'll be one over here, one over there. Everybody know where the best place to go is, you know, like finger licking tailgating over here. What's going on, James?
How you doing, Daryl?
Hey, man, I'm glad you called in. What you doing tonight?
Oh, just leaving, getting some supper with the wife.
I heard that. Now, Jamie's on the board. He is one of our board members, and he'll be throwing in some stuff to help us get direction, too. And, Jamie, how you feel about the Barbecue Superstar National Tailgate League?
Well, you know, Daryl, we've talked about this, and, you know, we did my first show 2 weeks ago and had inside tailgating on and Jack's Tailgaters. And I've been talking real close with several of these people, and it's a lot of interest in this competition. Inside tailgating, which is based in Charlotte, is wanting to work with us on this. Really good people. You know, they got a spot up there that they're wanting to sanction an event already right there. It's called The Shed, which is on the backside right by the practice field at Carolina Panthers Field. Bank of America Stadium is what it's called. But, you know, it's the main thing. We're getting the wheels in motion, Daryl. Everybody has an interest in tailgating. If you have a tailgated or you know somebody that has a tailgated, once they go to one, they're hooked. I mean, how much more fun can you have than out there cheering for your team, drinking your choice of adult beverage or whatever it be, and barbecuing and just doing whatever, you know. And then you get the benefit. You already get to be out there with your team, supporting your team, having all your friends and new people that you meet. And then it's going to be a competition. You're actually going to get an award for having a good time. I mean, what better scenario could you have?
Man, I'm going to have to say yeah on that one.
Well, I mean, you know, it's. I'm looking forward to it. I've been in close talks with, you know, we had that one at the spring game, and I've talked with the lady that was over it, and I'm trying my best to get them to be ready to sanction something for the spring game coming this year. If nothing, a practice run to see how it goes, get our rules involved, and really have a good competition. Because one thing I learned, they knew they wanted to have a tailgating competition, but they didn't exactly know how to do it, how to put it in place, get the wheels rolling. And that's one thing that's going to be good about what we're doing is we're going to be able to put a plan in place, get the team set up, and just have a good time. And at the end of the day, you get on board. I mean, you show up, you put your stuff out there, and you meet new people, you see different setups, you get ideas, and, you know, it ends up being something that you really enjoy, and you meet a lot of people. That's a great thing about it. You meet a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, I'm pointing at this. You know, I'm telling everybody out there, we can bring the country back together. I guarantee you get everybody out there, and if they're Republican or Democrat or, I don't know, this guy over here and that guy over there, that tailgate gets to rolling, that food's out there, everybody's hanging out. You can't help it. Laugh and talk and have a good time. And you know what? We're all going to find out that we're all just Americans, man. We're all born in the same place. We all live in the same place. You know, one might have a better house than the other, but one just got a better situation presented to himself than the other. And you know, it's going to be something big. Get all these fans out there and get them all involved and give them something to root for. And that's what it's all about. And I wish we could. You know, I think Inside Tailgaters called me, and, you know, we've already got the paperwork pretty much worked out. I think the rules are pretty good. Long as Chris concurs, now he's the rules man now. And, you know, all they got to do is let me know. I'll send the paperwork out, and we'll start getting the, you know, the layout of the competition. I've got it all figured out, and shoot, we'll go ahead and roll. I'll bring the cameras up there and shoot it, and we'll have our first BNTL tailgating competition. What do you think about that, finger licking?
I tell you, it sounds good. I mean, you know, this thing's really got big. It's really turning into something great. You know, like I said, since the show 2 weeks ago when we first made mention of it, I could not tell you how many emails and hits on Facebook. You know, I was telling you, I talked with you, I think it was yesterday. You know, I've had a lot going on, and I wanted to tell you, I told you I had some exciting news about some sponsors who's also talking about getting on board with this also. We picked up sponsors from Meat Breaks, which is out of Colorado, and also Texas Pete, which is the main man is in Charlotte, North Carolina. We had the chance to meet him in Atlanta at the SEC championship game, and they're excited about helping out and getting things going and trying to help us promote it. You know, everybody's about having a good time, Daryl, and I really think this thing is going to pick up and it's going to take off. We just got to get the word out there.
Well, I'll tell you what the whole key to it is, and I think Chris will back me up, is, man, I wish they'd have put that competition structure on the front of the website, because I'm going to go ahead and put you, Ultimate, and Jack's Tailgaters. And by the way, we'd like to make a shout-out to Bing. You know, Bing is a huge search engine, and they kind of threw together a world championship last year, and I think it was essentially a Hey You of four teams. And we'd like to invite Bing to come on and sponsor BNTL and get behind us. We'll give you a legitimate world championship where it can be measured, recorded, looked back on, and then the results validated. And when we get, you know, when we have the world championship, we want at least 50 teams at the world championship. I don't really think you can fairly have a world championship with less than 50 teams, because there's so many tailgaters out there. There are thousands of tailgaters in the United States, and I don't think it would be too much to ask for at least 50 to 100 teams at the World Championship. But then we could facilitate that. We could bring that to the table where a legitimate world champion could be competed for and proclaimed. And we'd like to get Bing, if they're interested in doing tailgating championships, come on and sanction us. Give us some money to help us really get this thing blowed out, set up, which we've already got it set up. Monday it'll be out there anyway. And let's move on with big-time tailgating. And, Chris, is there any other sponsors you can think of, big names, that need to get involved in this thing?
No, I'll tell you, Texas Pete's a good one, Daryl. You know, we were fortunate to win their competition 09 and 2010 down there in Birmingham. They're kind of a everybody recognizes them around the southeast, so that's a good one. You know, anybody that I hate to say southeast, but you know, really, football tailgating all is so huge in the southeast. Being somebody with a building that's really in this area, the barbecue sauce, a rub, you know, things of that nature would be awesome, because you know, tailgating is so huge in this part of the country. And I don't mean the slice, the, you know, the Big 12 and the Pac 10 or Pac 12, I guess, now and so forth. But, you know, let's face the southeast part of the country, tailgate is absolutely huge. So, you know, anybody that's here in the country that wants to get their product out there recognized and get their product, whatever, in front of people, and you know, this would be a tremendous way to do it, obviously. So, you know, get out there and support, you know, the barbecue superstars, you know, tailgating competitions would be a great way to do it, to kick things off, obviously.
Well, now, we want to reach out to Arizona State, Washington, Washington State, Wisconsin, Portland, Oregon, every school out west. And then up north, we got the Michigans and Ohio States and a lot of big schools up there, University of Pittsburgh. And, you know, every school in the country is going to be represented equally. So I know there's a lot of people up north who know how to cook and out west. And we just got back from New Mexico, so I know there's a lot of people in New Mexico and Arizona with green chilies all over the place who know how to cook. And I'm going to have to go out there to some of them competitions so I can eat some of that food. But anyway, we want to invite everybody in Texas. I know Texas is going to be a huge. Now, there is one high school team. Now, I was going to announce this tonight, and I'm glad I remembered Artesia, New Mexico. Artesia, New Mexico is home of the Artesian Bulldogs. And I want to make it official that Barbecue Superstars is inviting that one high school team to join in this competition. We'll rank you nationally. And I'll tell you why. I was there, and Chris, Jamie, I'll tell you, that was an NFL stadium for a high school team. The whole town was the Artesian Bulldogs. I mean, the whole town from front to back. And they're nationally ranked. They've won the high school national championship I don't know how many times. And it's run fairly. It's not like they're illegal recruiting. It's because they're so far away out in the middle of nowhere that that's all they got. So I will make one exception. Now, we're not going to accept any high school teams, and I'll tell you why. I think that's too young and too much stuff going on to be holding these kind of competitions at a high school. And I just feel that way. I mean, the kids are too young. I just feel like it might create a bad situation. You get out in high school, college, and the people are older, so I think it creates a better situation. But we will allow the Artesia, New Mexico Bulldogs to compete, to register. We'll get a competition there. We will sanction that. But that's the only high school team I'll take right now, and I'm only going to make that one exception. And I've got good reason to do it. And, hey, I want to make a shout-out to everybody in Artesia, New Mexico. What's up?
Hey, Daryl. Hell yeah.
Well, like I'm trying to slow down on that a little bit. I'm afraid it makes it like a sponsorship-unfriendly show because I get kind of carried away with that.
Oh, no.
What do y'all think?
Hey, that's your slogan. You know what I'm saying? Stick to it, my friend.
I don't think it's that bad. It's not like it's a real bad thing.
Well, Daryl, Finger Lickin' just got started up with the barbecue competition side of it. And, you know, you look at the barbecue competition, the teams that travel from state to state just to compete in just barbecue, without any school following, you know, without any of that, you think how big this thing can get with big universities and the way these teams. I know how the Gamecocks travel, and I know how a lot of these big schools, these teams travel. Georgia is another one. Alabama, LSU has a huge fan base that travels. This thing, if anybody's ever been to a barbecue competition, you're looking at something small compared to what this could actually end up being with the way that these teams travel, especially Gamecock Nation. I know you got two teams right now that's on board with the Gamecocks that are full blast ready to go. And, you know, I challenge any school that has, you know, a tailgating team that they got out there to get in contact with us. I challenge them to step up to it. Let's see what everybody's got. Let's see what everybody's about. Let's bring it from east to west, north to south, and let's really get this thing going. Let's have a good time.
Now we'll have competitions all the way through. I went ahead and made it a year-long thing because if you think about 128 schools, you know, somebody might want to have one in July to get ready for the season or after the season's over and all the confusion's over. You know, they don't want to tailgate. They want to go out and have another competition just to see or just to, you know, reiterate the year. But, and plus, you know, this thing's going to get so big, we're going to have to do it year-round. But so we'll compete all year, and then we'll cut it off and then we'll have Team of the Year, like who won it, and then we'll have the World Championship. So in order to get into the World Championship, you'll have to have either won a contest, which, you know, there's potentially 400 contests. So if we have 250 or 300 winners, well, we'll have 300 teams that will automatically be invited. And then the top 10 in scores after those teams that won an event, those people in the top 10 will be invited. And we might have some at-large. If we get enough voting, you'll have to put this through the president, though. We might have, like, 5 at-large bids for people who really did good all year but didn't win a contest. We won't take more than 5. So that'll be 15 people other than the people who won a contest. And we'll go, and baby, we're going to have the Super Bowl of tailgating. And, you know, if we have 500 teams down there in Cummins, Georgia, there's a place that's got awesome electric, awesome camping spaces. Man, we could go to Cummins, Georgia and have 1,000 teams potentially. I mean, if you want to go all out, we'll see how it goes. One judge per team. One table captain for 6 judges. I mean, folks, this thing's going to be easy to do. We've got the map laid out. But then after we have the World Championship, we'll have a huge banquet. And Chris Fulmer and the board will be presiding over the banquet. I'm not going to be the boss of the banquet. The board will be the boss. And then we'll have Video of the Year. So we want you to make videos and submit it so we can put it on your team's page and put it on your page. Now, that's another thing. Every team that registers will have a page on Barbecue Superstars. So if you register, you'll have a team page, and below it will be your roster. And if you want us to put your full name, we will. If you don't, we'll put your first name, or we can get nicknames and put on your roster. But every team will get a page. It'll all be out there so you can promote yourself. We're not going to hide the teams. We're going to allow you to have a page, and then we'll do a link to your website. Now, if you're a team and you get to compete, get a website going. You'll have your team, you'll have your page on Barbecue Superstars. You get a Facebook page for free. Everybody gets that. But then you get a website, and we'll link it to your team page to help you with. That way, Texas Pete and Bing and people that are going to get involved in this won't have a hard time finding you. You go out, you win 4 competitions. They look around and say, hey, who's Ultimate Tailgater BBQ? Because you know he's going to win. No, I don't know. Then they'll be able to easily get in contact and find you for sponsorship, because we want to help all these teams along with Barbecue Superstars getting this sanctioned body together for everybody to get sponsorship. And we're not going to take it all. We're going to give some of it back so you guys don't have such a tough time competing. And that's really what it's all about. And shoot, man, it's been a wonderful show, man. And shoot, Chris, well, let's start with you, man. What else you
got to
say, bud?
Well, I know my guys are out there, but Waylon, Jim Bird, all my barbecue guys out there. I'm not at the competition up there this weekend. I hate to – they got a big one up there, and I'm not up there. But good luck to all you guys, all your barbecues out there. Went out on the KCBS trail this week. But good luck to all the guys out there cooking. Have you had a great cook tonight? Probably everybody's out there getting this serious and get the rubs on and marinade and all that kind of good stuff. But good luck to all you guys, especially my good buddy Jim Berg and Waylon Walker out of Gust area. Talk to you tomorrow, guys. Good luck.
Yeah, they're up at Dillard, and I didn't go today because I was trying to get this radio show together.
Great competition.
Yeah,
out there.
It's almost like an invitation. It's a heck of a show.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, Jamie, go ahead, man. What you got to say, man?
I want to give a shout out to everybody cooking this weekend too up there in Dillard. Jim, I talked with him, and I was hoping I was going to get to ride up and check him out this weekend, but it was going to be kind of tough because, you know, we will be competing in Franklin next weekend. So I want to wish everybody good luck, and you know, again, anybody got any questions? If you can't get a hold of Daryl, anybody, you can. You can get with me on Facebook, Finger Licking Tailgating. Just send us a message. I'll try to get up with you, and we'll get this thing going. We're going to work together, and hopefully we're going to have a good thing going here real soon, Daryl. I'm looking forward to it. looking forward to everybody getting together and let's get the ball rolling.
Let's go. Now, if you go to Barbecue Superstars, look off to the left. It says Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League. Hit that. Look down kind of toward the top, and you'll see there's registration forms for members. There's registration forms for teams. If you go to the store, you can register. It's just a little fee. Pay your fee, and we'll officially put you in. This will officially make you a member and a team of the BNTL competition circuit. And, folks, once you become a member of that, then we'll start getting these things organized. Then, you know, go to your school and say, hey, we want to hold a BNTL competition. Now, name it something else. It's not the BNTL Championship. It's whatever you name it. It's the LSU Tailgaters Championship. We're just a sanctioned body in the background. We're going to support you, and I'm talking about putting up something that means something. And what will happen is, you know, the backdrop to all this is, so you'll understand, because of this national ranking and this national platform, you'll get teams busting out the seams wanting to compete, which will mean more entry fees, which will mean more participation. You'll be able to come up with the prize money a lot better without getting to the gate at the door. And, you know, the whole goal is to make it worthwhile to the teams, and so we want a $3,000 grand prize and then a couple thousand dollars for prizes underneath, and you can get those directly out of the entry fees. And even if one person doesn't show up to pay the $5 to get in, you're still going to have enough money to pay your prize money and pay to set up the event. Do that with the entry fees. So it's a self-sufficient thing before you start making money from people paying at the gate. So, yeah, it works. In barbecue, they've been doing it for 25 years. The system works in barbecue. This is different. This is totally a different competition, but it's the same kind of general idea. So we want to bring that. Barbecue Superstars wants to bring it. And, man, we just need some parting words from our press, man. Come on, press. Give us something before we go, man.
Here's what I got. Daryl Mass, thank you so much for getting us off the ground, for being so special to what all it all means to us, and that's tailgating, supporting your team, having fellowship, just doing what you believe in. But always remember this, Daryl. We are the ultimate tailgaters. We are the ultimate in tailgating. We set the bar in tailgating. We are the 2012 South Carolina Spring Game Champions. So all you guys out there, I love all y'all, tailgaters, but get ready because you better get your cooking going because we are the ultimate tailgaters, and we're going to bring it, boys. So get ready for us.
And you know what? He means business. I've been there. He did it right in front of me. I'll tell you what else. He's competing at barbecue. That boy can flat cook. All right, we're going to leave you with a little life of inches, and that's what tailgating competition is going to be about because, you know, when we get down there and do the judging, the small details of what is a winning or losing for you, and everything's going to be standardized, so it's not going to be like you're shooting a shotgun. You're going to know what you need to do in order to win. So we're going to let – uh-oh, we got us another caller.
It's hot.
541, go ahead.
It's hot. I need beer, and I need barbecue. It's Friday night, Barbecue Superstars. Barbecue will come to you live.
Uh-oh, it's Pig Liquors. What's up, Cool?
Oh, needed an ice cold beer and needed some barbecue fix, so I said nothing better on a Friday night to call into Barbecue Superstars and say, hell yeah, to Daryl Mast.
Well, we just get ready to end it, man, but the barbecue oil, if you go to www.bbqoil.com, now, we just did a review on it. If you buy anything on Barbecue Superstars, now, folks, I just added 600 items, and I got another 1,000. We've got some knives on there, folks, that are culinary knives up to $530 a piece. Some of them have to be shipped in from Japan because they're made out of this special steel and all. But go on there and you'll find the website for bbqoil.com. And, man, I tell you, it's some good stuff. And you know what? We've seen a heck of a picture on Facebook. What was going on in that picture there, Barbecue Oil?
Which one there, Daryl?
It was on Facebook. You had your food truck and a trailer behind it.
Oh, we're just, we've been hitting street side. Between our catering, we've been hitting street side events. We've been getting calls from these little towns that said, hey, if you show up, we guarantee you we'll have a couple hundred people waiting in line for you to show up and eat barbecue. So we've been doing street sides and catering. And, by the way, did you get your case of barbecue oil?
Not yet. When did you send it?
Monday morning.
And today's Friday.
And I sent it priority mail, high dollar stuff.
Holy shit. I might have to go out and check on the front porch and make sure whether it's there or not. I tell you what, Chris, on the line there, talk to him just a minute. Let me walk around the house and check.
It's either that or
the front porch, man.
I'm telling you, down in that post office, man, they've been robbing barbecue oil. I think the word's out that it's being shipped around town and around the state, and they're getting their hands on it.
Now, where are you guys out of? I actually got a quart at my house, quart of oil there. Where are you guys out of?
We're in Springfield, Oregon.
Springfield? Wow. Man, over the West Coast. Okay.
Yeah, up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, sir.
It's
yeah,
on the front porch.
Hey,
it's on the front porch. All right.
Now, that's real radio for you right there.
Yeah, live. Doesn't get any liver than that, does it, Daryl?
Oh, by the way, on August 18th, they're having the Fantasy Football League, and just got word back today that they want us to come. They sent an email letting us know that they wanted us there, and they're supposed to be holding the competition, and here's the phone number to call if you're interested in entering the competition. John Lederer, L-E-D-E-R-E-R, first name John, and his phone number is 203-840-5381, and his email is jlederer@reedexpo.com. Now, he's the man that's in charge of the tailgating competition, and I tried to get in touch with him today since they want us to come real bad. I might ask him if we can sanction the competition. And then we'll have another one on the books to put up on the rankings. There's going to be NFL team and college team tailgaters there, so it'll be a chance for us to run it by everybody, run through it one time, and, of course, we'll shoot it all. And if you're interested in doing that, 203-840-5381 is the number to call. Barbecue Superstars will be on site, ready to go, ready to rock and roll. We're going to see if they'll let BNTL sanction a competition in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now, that would be crazy, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that, Chris? That'd be a way to go, dude. Well, I wasn't trying to get too wild because we're going to try to use this as a record for the BNTL National Kickoff. And we appreciate everybody coming by today. And, now, I'm headed up to Dillard in the morning, so we'll take that case up and give it away to all the competitors up there in the morning. So we'll see how they like it and how they rank it after we get up there. And so we'll do that for you there, Pig Lickers. And,
yeah, maybe you could get us some pictures if you could.
Okay, I will. And all you tailgaters out there, we love you. From Chris Fulmer, our president. From Finger Lickin' Tailgating on the board, Jack's Tailgaters on the board, and Mark Busby from Barbecue Shop Talk is on the board. And we even wrote Jim Berg in, and we told him we could let him be a consultant on the board if he wanted to, and he said he would do it. So we got barbecue and big-time tailgating represented on our board. So get in touch with me, barbecuesuperstars@gmail.com. Let's get on the road. But first, let's hear what Dustin Hoffman had to say about A Life of Inches.
I don't know what to say, really. 3 minutes biggest battle of our professional lives all comes down to today. Either we heal as a team, or we're going to crumble. Inch by inch, play by play, till we're finished. We're in hell right now, gentlemen. Believe me. And we can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell. 1 inch at a time. Now, I can't do it for you. I'm too old. I look around, I see these young faces, and I think, I mean, I made every wrong choice a middle-aged man can make. I pissed away all my money, believe it or not. I chased off anyone who's ever loved me. And lately, I can't even stand the face I see in the mirror. You know, when you get old in life, things get taken from you. I mean, that's part of life. But you only learn that when you start losing stuff. You find out life's this game of inches. So is football. Because in either game, life or football, the margin for error is so small. I mean, one half a step too late or too early, and you don't quite make it. One half second too slow, too fast, you don't quite catch it. The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. On this team, we fight for that inch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch. We claw with our fingernails for that inch. Because we know when we add up all those inches, that's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing. Between living and dying. I'll tell you this, in any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's going to win that itch. And I know if I'm going to have any life anymore, it's because I'm still willing to fight and die for that itch. Because that's what living is. The 6 inches in front of your face. Now, I can't make you do it. You got to look at the guy next to you. Look into his eyes. Now, I think you're going to see a guy who will go that inch with you.
Hell yeah.
You're going to see a guy who will sacrifice himself for this team because he knows when it comes down to it, you're going to do the same for him. That's a team, gentlemen. And either we heal now as a team or we will die as individuals. That's football, guys. That's all it is. Now, what are you going to do?
We'll be right back.
been a Barbecue Superstars National Tailgate League production.